Callum, it's good to be out with you again, this time, of course, at the feeding station. Now, I know that it's not an RSPB reserve, because it's run by Anne Johnson, isn't it, who set it up and runs the farm around here as well. But you must have a big involvement, RSPB, and you yourself, of course.
That's right. Anne Johnson manages and owns the farm here, Ballymac Hill Farm. It's very much her private business, but the one thing that Anne certainly allows through the partnership is for RSPB to be present here. Most days through the summer, we tend to scale operations down slightly in the winter, just to pass information on to members of the public that visit the feeding station and to tell them a little bit about the red kites and about the other work that RSPB is involved in.
And of course, it produces a fantastic close encounter with kites. I'm looking up just now, 1, 2, 5, 7, and about 4 sitting in trees.
We can see at this time of year, we're into the sort of early summer now or late spring, we can see 40 to 50 kites a day coming in. Very close hand. The feed itself is not far away from the viewing station at all, so people get a very close hand experience of these birds.
Yes, there's a lot of them circling up on the hill there. Would they be using, well, there's not much in the way of updrafts today, is there? There's not much wind, but...
Not a lot of wind today, no. When you get a nice breeze here, and of course that's why the red kites really congregate at Ballymac Hill Farm, this hillside is facing the prevailing wind that comes in rolling across 3 miles of lowland. When it strikes this hill, you get a lovely updraft. And these birds, you know, they were traditionally known as gleds or glads or glades, an old Saxon word for glide. That's exactly what they are. They catch that wind and they glide in the air and do so effortlessly.
And that high-pitched sort of whistling sound, that's about all they produce, isn't it?
Generally, it's that contact call that you can hear, that high-pitched sort of whistling call. Another nickname for them is the whistling raptor, because it's a very whistly sound.
Of course, they're feeding here, or they will come down when the food is put out on the other side there, I hope. But they're scavengers, aren't they?
Essentially, 95% of what they eat is carrion. You know, they find it as dead animals in the countryside. But during the summer, there's lots of live prey available as well. Small, slower-moving creatures like voles and moles or frogs and toads. Most commonly, particularly on a damp day like today, worms and grubs, things like leather jackets, will come to the surface of the soil, and red kites and buzzards alike will be able to go out worming and grubbing, picking up lots of these invertebrates.
And what does Anne feed them on here?
It could be either wild sourced meats, rabbits and pheasants, red deer and roe deer, meat and offal. But on some days when there isn't so much wild sourced meat available, Anne will also provide chicken meat. All the meat that's provided here is locally sourced, and it's all assessed for its condition, you know, to make sure it's safe enough to provide to the kites. We deem it fit for human consumption before it's being fed to these birds. In actual fact, Anne Johnson follows some very strict guidelines in order to feed these red kites under a licence.
So, Callum, this is what the birds we saw and heard earlier have been waiting for. Anne's just passed us out into the field, and they're already... How many kites do you reckon around about here?
Well, I was just saying to you before Anne stepped into the field, we maybe had about 35 kites here. I suspect it might be even higher than that. I would say it's nearer 45.
And she's instantly surrounded by these beautiful birds. With a few strangers, gulls, what are these? Are they lesser blackback?
In fact, they are lesser blackback gulls. I personally think the lesser blackback gulls add to the spectacle here.
Yes, they certainly add to the vocal side, because the kites have gone silent, but the gulls calling quite well.
And we get a few other visitors like carrion crows and jackdaws, just in smaller numbers. Very occasionally, you may see a buzzard coming in and landing on the table to make it steal before it quickly tries to escape the fracas of red kites.
Yes, a bit outnumbered. They do swoop and pick it up in the most elegant way, don't they?
They certainly are very capable in flight. They can manipulate the slightest breeze with that long forked tail and their 5 to 5.5 foot or up to about 1.75 metres wingspan. They really are capable of gliding flight.
Meanwhile, we're about to be passed by Anne again.
Thank you, Anne.
Your usual duty, Anne. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Well, I know you've got RSPB work to do with some of the visitors here. Perhaps pick up a member or two.
One of the most important ways we receive money to help us to do the work we do in RSPB is through membership. So it's certainly one of the roles I perform while I'm here.
You'll hear a wee bit more of that visit when I also met Anne Johnson, if you listen to track 14 on your visit.